This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. A 2018 study found one in six Americans has an overdue medical bill on their credit report. That debt can be unexpected and in some cases devastates families financially. Recently, a Mountain Brook church decided to tackle that issue and has succeeded far beyond what organizers expected. It was a fundraising effort by St. Luke's Episcopal Church to forgive medical debt. I spoke with Associate Rector Cameron Nations. He explained the church worked with a nonprofit called RIP Medical Debt.
So they target folks who are insolvent due to medical debt or folks who are struggling with medical debt and can't afford to pay. They're within a certain range of the poverty line. So what they're able to do is identify this segment and buy debt straight from hospitals. This is debt that hospitals know they can't collect. And a lot of times what will happen is predatory debt collectors will swoop in and buy the debt for pennies on the dollar and then go after these families who can't afford to pay, and they get basically making a bad situation even worse. And so what RIP does is they come in, buy the debt for pennies on the dollar instead of these debt collectors, and then they forgive it. They average for every dollar donated to RIP, they can forgive about $100 on average worth of medical debt.
So those individuals, do they know that their debt has been bought up, that they're in line to have it forgiven?
They do once it has been purchased. After the purchase of the debt has been finalized, RIP puts together a bunch of letters that they send to these households and families, and that's how they are notified.
And they're selected. They don't apply.
Exactly. Yeah. It's unfortunately, it's not a program one can apply for, but it is a program that you just qualify for if there is a fundraiser that's been done in your area.
So in terms of St. Luke's, how did the fundraising go there?
So how it works is when you reach out to RIP Medical Debt, they send you the data for the debt that they're able to purchase for your county, for your area, for your city, whatever it is that you're interested in looking at. So we had data for all of Metro Birmingham. And we were looking at the city of Birmingham in particular. It would take about $18,000 to forgive the $1.8 million worth of medical debt that was for these populations in the city of Birmingham. We thought we would be doing good just to get to Birmingham. But we had initially a fairly substantial donation from the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama to kind of kick us off and get started. They were really supportive of this project. So all of a sudden, the $18,000 seemed in sight, and then money just kind of kept rolling in. And especially the last 2.5 weeks or so of fundraising, we exceeded goal after goal after goal. And then in the end, we ended up raising about $78,000. And that didn't just come from St. Luke's folks. That came from folks from other churches who had heard about it that thought it was a neat idea. And we were just really blown away by that.
And that $78,000, that will retire between $7 and $8 million of medical debt?
So even though the folks whose debt has been abolished remain anonymous to us as a donor, RIP does provide to us like a little sheet that says how many households per county you were able to forgive and the total number of debt forgiven, or total amount rather of debt forgiven. And for us, that ended up being $8.1 million and just about 6,500 households.
When will these recipients find out?
Hopefully within the next week or two. The letters will go out. They'll start hitting mailboxes right around Christmas, which is, we didn't plan it that way, but I think is a really wonderful thing.
This is wonderful for the recipient, certainly. But there's part of me that looks at this and feels like this is a bit like using a thimble to empty the ocean.
Yes.
This is treatment, not prevention. Mm-hmm. Did that ever come up in these conversations around this?
It did, yeah. We all acknowledge that the healthcare system in America is a big mess. People have very different ideas and understandings and aspirations and hopes around policy fixes for that. And sometimes all of that can feel just so big and intractable for someone who's sitting in a pew and wants to do something. And so while we acknowledge this is not an ultimate solution or fix, this was in some small way something that we could do in the meantime that transcended people's ideologies or political leanings around healthcare reform, but was some way that we could help, you know, some way that we could offer assistance.
That's Cameron Nations, the associate rector at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mountain Brook. One note, Nations is a member of the WBHM Junior Board. However, our news and business departments operate independently.